Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
None of these assholes would have the balls to say any of this to anyone watching.
I get hard as one of them stones. I'm gonna hurl at a homosexual.
He's got 6 ounces of weed, and he's saving his roaches?
Bangable and diabetic.
Punch the car keys.
This is Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker. Catch the crowd.
The show is wildly popular.
Live from the Crab Diving Studios in Koreatown, Los Angeles, USA. It's Crab Nation with your hosts, Patrick Vile, Ryan Pfeiffer.
Crap, it's Crab Nation live shooting at you on the VOC Nation worldwide on the VOCNation.com. Thanks for joining us here. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 p.m. If you're listening to us out on the Eastern type coast, you could possibly also be listening to us in Midwestern Central Time, which is where my co-host Ryan Pfeiffer is calling in from right now. I think. Wait, let me take him off a hold. And now he's calling in. There you go, man. I fucked up your intro.
No. Listen, you can never do that. And I'm calling from the eye of the storm. I feel like the sky is about to part, and just every ounce of water from Jesus is about to fall on Gulf Breeze, Florida, right now.
This
plane is going to be insane.
As the Lord gets ready to smite Pensacola,
yes.
The skies have parted here, and should you drop out, we're cool, because sitting here in studio today, we're very excited, joining us live and in human-type person, Mr. Quint Johnson.
What's up, Crab Nation? How you doing, guys?
A very funny comic here, comedian. Comics are things you see in newspapers, right?
Or strips, and I stopped stripping years ago,
did
so
you?
I'm just a comic
when
now.
You lost your figure?
Yeah. You know, once the knees gave out, I really couldn't pole dance like I used to.
Right. So, Quint's going to be here for the whole show today.
Wow.
Thank him for sitting in. Thanks for hanging out, man.
In the sweltering Crab Nation, Crab Diving Studios. It's wonderful here. Kate's taking a nice nap. It's a wonderful day.
The dog's passed out. Still alive on the carpet. It is Africa hot here in California today. Maybe not as hot as it is in Pensacola, or is it cooling down with the impending tempest?
No, it's still hot as hell. It's just water falling from the sky. It's always hot here. I don't go out before 5 p.m. That's my rule.
I don't wake up before 5 p.m., so I totally understand that strategy.
Comedian.
Well, you know, right. Quincy's a real party animal. I've done many shows with him. In fact, I think he has a show this Friday called the Performing Under the Influence Show, where everyone basically gets shit-faced and they try to perform.
PUI show this Friday at the Hollywood Hotel. Comics come on stage sober. As soon as they step off, they get drunk.
What a great show.
So there's two performances per comic.
Yeah. Each comic goes on stage 24 hours or more sober.
Right.
And does comedy in the most awkward way because no comic has ever done comedy sober, not even Jim Gaffigan. He gets high on donuts. And then the minute they step off stage from their short set, they partake in whatever vice they choose.
Well, that's awesome. I did that show.
In large quantities.
Large quantities.
I did the show one time. Immediately I stepped off stage and I was hit with a blow dart of heroin.
Hey, sometimes you got to sacrifice for your art, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Smart. What, do you do mushrooms?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
And the last person that did, actually the very last PUI show we did, one of the comics did mushrooms, and she doesn't even remember getting back on stage.
Oh, excellent. How was her set?
It was terrible. But it was great, but it was terrible, because she was just up there rambling about the universe and stars, and then started giggling about a bathroom door. It was very awkward.
Excellent.
Oh my God! I'm going to try to do comedy tonight somewhere in Pensacola. Supposedly, there's an open mic happening in the city somewhere. I'm going to go check that out. I have no idea
Pensacola.
What that's going to be like.
Yes.
Oh yes, it's a nice city, man. Lots of music, lots of art here. I don't know about the comedy scene though.
Okay, well, you know what you do? You go to that open mic, you check back in, you let us know everything that happened.
Oh, I will. I will.
And by the way,
Scrap that shit.
Oh, right, yes. By the way, yesterday on the show, we spoke about the Wiccan invocation that's happening at an upcoming school board meeting for Escambia County.
Allegedly. There's been controversy. The guy who calls himself a pagan... agnostic pantheist or something like that has been trying to get to do the invocation at the Pensacola or the Escambia. Is that how you pronounce it?
That is correct.
The Escambia County School Board meeting, for some reason they feel the need to have some sort of a deal before the taxpayer-funded public meeting. And so this guy has been complaining that he hasn't had equal access, but now one of the board members has invited him. So do you have a local update, breaking news on that story?
Well, yes. The breaking news is my mom doesn't know anything about it. She's a teacher in this school system, and so is my younger brother. But she said we're going to figure out where it is and that we'll go and videotape it for the show.
Excellent. If they'll let you.
I'm a little nervous, man. I mean, you know, listen, I know in LA we like to whip out our cameras and it's our constitutional right. We can film whatever. You want to film the cops there, that's fine. I'm in the redneck Riviera and I'm very nervous about exercising my First Amendment rights and whatnot down here. I don't want to get tased or whatever, or beat with a stick.
Well, you're pretty white.
Yeah.
So you've got a little bit of a shield to begin with.
It'll only be a light hazing.
Right.
Oh, yes.
Hey, that's a good question. I didn't know that. Do cops have two settings on their taser, white and people of color?
Yeah. It's just basically, they got that from Star Trek, you know, set your phasers to stun. They only stun the white aliens. Go back, revisit the series. It's true.
I didn't know
what did
that.
They do
Are
with that guy
aliens?
That was half black, half white? Remember the one the guy that played the Riddler on Batman, Frank Gorshin, was in a Star Trek.
Oh,
old school.
Yeah, that technology was so advanced. They only killed the right side.
They
of
only
him.
Killed the
yeah.
black side of
yeah.
him. Only shoot the left side.
By the way, at Vile Experience, Quincy Johnson, II, is indeed a nerd. So let those Star Trek references fly. He will catch every one of them.
Thank you, sir.
I assume everybody gets Star Trek references.
But that's a rough one. Frank Goshen, dude?
Well, I mean, that was obscure, but I think he knew what I was talking about, the guy that had the – that's one of the most famous episodes. Is the...
I'm not big on every actor's name, but I remember the episode.
There you go.
Oh, Frank Goshen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you think you said Frank Ocean, the bisexual R&B singer?
Frank Ocean's bisexual?
Yeah.
Oh, is this,
I thought it was Billy Ocean.
Breaking news.
Oh, Billy. You know what? A Billy Ocean episode of Star Trek would have been classic.
And we don't know Billy Ocean's sexuality.
Maybe he was like Worf's father in a different universe. This is going to be – that's a good with throwback episode.
Caribbean Queen, right?
Yeah.
Billy Ocean, yeah. Yes. Awesome.
I just looked up a picture of Frank Gorshin in Star Trek. And listen, I know it was the 60s and what they had was limited, but, I mean, I don't know. I feel like someone should be ashamed of themselves for this. It's bad.
Well, he was literally half black and half white, like split down the middle, top to bottom. And it was just,
yeah, but
it was just
the costume
black
design.
On one half.
I could have done this, is what I'm saying. It's just horrible.
Well, yeah, it was what, the 1900s when they were shooting that stuff. Come on, what do you expect? They barely knew how to sew anything. There were no small Asian children at their disposal to sew those outfits.
Oh, I can't imagine that. No small Asian children to make your clothes. How would we?
Yeah,
get,
all that stuff
how,
was made
how
in America.
Oh, my God. How horrible for us. Oh, my God.
But at least we're getting rain. Can you send some of the rain that way? From once God starts to destroy Pensacola, just send a little bit of that water this way.
By the way, are you guys using the DIY AC units?
We do.
Most definitely.
We do.
Life-saving.
Okay. They are, that's so it's good. Only... so it's like 10 feet away from the surface of the sun right now instead of laying
We're actually doing this like a news broadcast. We both don't have pants on right now because the audience can only see us up. So.
Oh, wow. Maybe by the end of the show, you guys can be totally naked. Just make sure the blinds are closed. We have neighbors.
Hey, you know what? The kids have to learn sometime, okay?
There's amazing neighbor fight this morning, too, by the way. It was really quite a spectacle.
I miss everything while I'm asleep. Hangover.
The building right next to Crab Nation Studios here in Koreatown, USA, Los Angeles, California, there's a bunch of nuts living there. And frequently the nuts bump into each other. And this was one of those occasions where apparently the infraction was one of the lunatics put a plant out in a common area.
What? You can't put plants in common areas. That's chaos.
This was an hour of yelling and screaming. And then one of them was phoning other people to yell about it. And she was walking around the courtyard saying, and she put this goddamn plant out there, and it's a common area. And I keep telling her.
Well, in her defense, I'm deathly allergic to chrysanthemums. So that might have been an attempted murder.
It could be a medical issue. Or peanuts, if they put, for me, I'm allergic to peanuts.
Is it a peanut plant? Yeah. Like, do people just have potted peanuts hanging around?
I don't know.
Hot O nuts?
Peanuts come from something.
Oh.
So I know.
Oh,
it's brown. It's like a root, right? So I wonder if I'm allergic to the plant, too. I don't know.
Oh.
Probably.
Right. Never need peanuts. To get rid of pet. Any mysterious reason. Just go buy a new plant.
Yeah. You know, slip a Snickers bar or something. Take me out.
I think peanuts come from the ground, I believe. My dad's actually listening right now. Hey, Dad, do peanuts come from the ground?
Ryan Pfeiffer's father is
actually
the world's biggest peanut expert, guys. So.
He is. He's a peanutologist. I'm sure there's some weird name for a peanut expert.
My parents are plant experts. The yard out back, it's like the Amazon rainforest. I mean, really, we've got every plant imaginable in the yard, so they both know everything about anything that grows out of the ground.
Oh, nice.
Florida a medical marijuana state yet?
Yes, my dad has. How many marijuana plants, Dad, do you have in the backyard? Actually,
wait,
listen.
Did you broadcast that? Allegedly.
No. For anyone, time out. For anyone listening, there are no marijuana plants on this property. You know, if they find a marijuana plant on your property in Florida, they can take your property. That's what I read. Isn't that horrible? How stupid.
Those bullshit laws. This is how those assholes are just making money. They catch you with a joint and they take your car.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they buy.
It, I think it was Stanhope that said if they just find anything, it's always intent to distribute, no matter how small the amount.
Right.
Because that can just plug that on you, and most people don't have lawyers. So it's like, yeah, you were going to sell that joint to
right.
a school child and a church play and ruin Easter.
Yeah.
So give me all your shit.
I saw you cutting that joint up into 9 different slices.
Yes. There's no marijuana here at Crab Diving Studios in Pensacola.
At Crab Diving East. There may be some at Crab Diving West.
Oh, right. There might. By the way, just for a point of reference for our listeners, I just put on our Facebook page a picture of Frank Gorshin in the tights, in the half black, half white face.
Nice.
Follow us. On Facebook. Check out our Facebook page at facebook.com. Good God. You're right. They're just long sleeve t-shirts and long underwear.
Great bulge.
There's some major package action going on Star Trek.
It's really ridiculous. And the other thing is, I thought Star Trek was supposed to be, for its time, a culturally progressive show. But listen, that's blackface.
Half.
Well, I mean, still, look at that.
Well, since it's half black and half white, it's actually a mulatto face, which is always acceptable.
That's right. But the whole point of the episode was that it was about racism. It was Roddenberry,
mm-hmm.
Trying to take a shot at racism, because the guys with the that were black on the right hated the guys that were black on the left. It was
of course they did. What are you supposed to do? Like a black lefty?
Right.
Is it left blacky or black lefty? I don't know.
Probably lefty.
I also put that picture out on our Twitter if anybody gives a shit.
And follow us on the Twitter at Crab Diving. Tweet us during the show. That's probably the best way. If you don't feel like giving us a phone call on the phone type machine, tweet us and we'll read your tweets during the show at Crab Diving. One word. Give us a call if you like. It's a toll-free number, 855-862-7234, 855-VOC-RADIO. If you feel like spelling that shit out, give us a call. Like I said, it's toll-free, brought to us courtesy of NetCarrier. Take your business to the N-Cloud. Save shit tons of money. Go to netcarrier.com for more details on how to save tons of shit tons of money.
You know, it's funny. I just put that picture out on Facebook, and this dude liked it. I don't know who the guy is, and I just went to his page just for shits and giggles. And he's got 4 Republicans. Is orange the new black? And then he's got Rick Perry, indicted. McDonald, guilty. Christie, under investigation. And Walker, under investigation. I mean, really, it's kind of funny. So true.
His name is Greg on Facebook. Yeah, join our Facebook page. There's a lot of shit going on there, a lot of conversation. Hop in the debate, leave a comment, like the pictures, like the comments, spread the crabs. Because, Facebook is cunty that way. They, with their magic algorithms, you don't get to see. Just because you like someone's page or just because you follow them, you don't necessarily get to see all their shit. You got to actually tell Facebook you want to see it. So you do that by going to the page and liking shit and commenting and participating and sharing that shit.
Well, my problem with Facebook right now is the fact that people complain about anything on it. It's the internet. You can turn it off. Just walk away from it. Like if you complain about someone posting on Facebook, just get off Facebook. I'm sorry.
You don't have to sit there and look at it.
Like, you now have to specifically request, I want to see this person's page. Then why did you – I followed them for that purpose, Facebook. Like,
mm-hmm.
You're adding way too many layers to this shit.
And now people are worried about Twitter. Twitter is kind of the Wild West still. It just shows you everything as it comes out, everyone you're following. But if you're following, 1,000 people on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
then your Twitter is updating
every person's tweet,
fucking seconds. Yeah. So – they're trying to implement some algorithms there, but people are complaining because they say that it might, like, a lot of the shit that we found out about, like Ferguson,
mm-hmm.
and or shit even in Egypt, hashtags and all that stuff may not happen. Like,
they can always throw an algorithm in there to just shut that down.
Right?
Like, hey, we don't want people getting these updates at all.
I think in Turkey they did that for a while. The mm-hmm. the president was like, I don't like the shit's going on, so I'm shutting down Twitter.
Yeah.
And then they actually, I think the Turkish Supreme Court ended up saying, fuck you to him. And they turned Twitter back on. Like, you can't do that. Even
luckily,
in Turkey.
Luckily, this wasn't like 20 years ago where he could just behead all of them. I don't know how right. the democracy works over there, but I'm pretty sure it's medieval. So they just got internet 3 weeks ago.
I think it's, yeah, the closest they come in the Middle East to a democracy is our Turkish friends. I think that's they're the ones that were kind of have the closest thing to like what our government is, as opposed to.
So
wait a minute.
Like Saudi Arabia, that's. Literally lobbing people's heads off. You know, they talk about ISIS and shit. Well, Saudi Arabia, they only cut people's heads off after they've had a trial. Oh, okay. Then
oh,
it's okay.
Oh, great.
Perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Did you see that the Shah of Iran is tweeting or something? He's tweeting about how the U.S. is handling the ISIS problem.
He's a follow this guy.
Well, he's dead.
Yeah. Well, not the Shah, but I don't know. Whoever's in charge of Iran. I'm not Lou Dobbs. Let me see here.
Oh, the
Iran.
Ayatollah?
The, of rock and roll.
The Ayatollah.
The big Ayatollah dude?
Yes. Ali Khamenei.
Is he...
Follow him
on
Twitter.
Follow Khamenei or whatever on Twitter. The old mullah. That's running with the Iran.
Yeah, he says, wherever necessary, U.S. governments fund and arm terrorists to further U.S. plots by means of terrorist acts.
Ah.
It's good to fit your diplomacy in 140 characters or less.
Exactly.
That's what the problem is.
John McCain this morning was basically like, you know, bomb everybody. So that's less
short and sweet.
Yeah, that's even shorter. Is there?
Awesome.
I'm sure. Is there social media out there that's shorter than 140 characters? Or is there some ridiculous app that's even shorter?
I don't think so yet, but I've always wondered why no one has challenged the 140 character limit in social media and said, hey, we want to give you the same thing as Twitter, but 142, and people get excited. Like, oh, there's more. That's more options for me now. Like, come on.
People
I'm trying
have
to find
Or they turned it into a picture. You should just be able to tweet out.
I don't want to read paragraphs because
true.
I can do paragraphs on Facebook.
That's
so
true.
I guess 140 was the perfect number. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know numbers. Math is not my strong suit.
Right. This guy, this Al-Khamenei, has, listen to this, he only has 74,000 followers. He's the leader of a country. Doesn't George Clooney have like a million followers? He's not even in charge of a country. How's that work?
Robert Downey Jr. hit like 3 million in 24 hours and hasn't tweeted since.
Oh, yeah.
So, well, honestly, celebrities should have more power than world leaders. I'm just saying. They come in, they invade our homes every day and entertain
us. I'm an artist, and I should be taken seriously.
Yeah.
Bieber.
Yeah.
Bizzle. Sorry. Isn't that his new name?
I don't keep up.
I think it's Bizzle. I think he's going by Bizzle in the hip hop community now.
Oh, whatever happened to Kesha? I woke up this morning and the first thing that popped out of my brain was Jesus, I'm hungover. Then the second thing was what happened to Kesha?
What happened to Kesha?
I don't know. I haven't seen Kesha in a while. She's here in Pensacola. She's in the guest bedroom.
Nice, Kesha.
Is she doing five at the open mic tonight?
Oh, absolutely. Sure. Why not? She's working on her jokes right now.
For the crab, we're actually going to be doing the Crab Nation live music portion from Crab Nation Studios East. So thanks for that, Kesha. We appreciate you.
Kesha playing the VFW in Gulf Breeze, Florida.
How? Well, she will at some point. She'll find herself there one day.
She'll be doing the malls.
I mean, oh, God. It's so funny when people are like, oh, this person's washed up. I saw him do it in a room in Vegas. I'm like, God, I only pray to the flying spaghetti monster that one day I will be washed up similarly.
to do a room in Vegas?
Yeah, I want to be washed up and play a VFW hall. That sounds great.
Hey, as long as you're putting butts in the seats, man. You fucking capital.
Know. God, you know, this Khamenei guy on Twitter, it's at
Kahamani underscore IR. And I know I shouldn't be – I don't know. I'm promoting the leader of Iran's Twitter, but he's not very funny. You know, he's very dry.
I would think he – you don't think he has a – somebody, an Iranian stand-up working for him on staff that's feeding him one-liners?
At least a social media intern. And it is 2014, guys.
Right. Oh,
he
God.
He really is a lot of shockingly anti-Israeli tweets on here.
Really? What a surprise.
Does he know that you can follow, like, food trucks on Twitter? Does he follow any food trucks?
I don't know.
Is he following anybody?
Yeah, I'll tell you who he's following. I just checked. Nobody fun. He's following the imam, three people. It looks like he's following himself. It looks like the same guy. He's following another Twitter account he has, I guess. And then somebody named Imam Khomeini, and he's actually dead. And then he's following his own YouTube channel, which has its own Twitter account. So he's kind of a narcissist in that. I mean,
he's following himself three times over. Okay, now I don't like this guy at all.
We'll follow Friday.
That's worse. He's worse than Kanye West. He's more narcissistic than Kanye West, and I didn't think that was possible on Twitter.
Did you see Kanye?
You know,
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I don't think that this guy is making anybody stand up that's in a wheelchair.
Right. Yeah, Kanye is now pissed off at the media. Did you see that? He's angry.
Couldn't see that coming.
He's angry with the media. How dare they? He's just having fun. He's just trying to make everybody happy and spread his, you know, special Kanye love. And you shouldn't call him out on that stuff, and you shouldn't don't be mean to Kanye.
I can't wait till the day I can just stop a concert and say, hey, why aren't you standing up and showing me love after you paid $300 for this front row seat?
In
how
the wheelchair.
Dare you not like me?
You in the wheelchair, why aren't you standing up? And he sent his fucking security guard down there. I don't know, what did? They test the guy? They stab him in the leg with a fork or something? Did you feel that?
They pulled a mentalist. Let me see your shoes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what it's like? It's like that scene in when he says – that scene in Young Frankenstein. But he stabs his own leg. My father's work was doo-doo. And then Gene Wilder stabs his own thigh with a scalpel. You remember that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. Well, I mean, you have to check because you don't want somebody getting away with being comfortable while watching you perform music.
Oh, gosh. The guy's in a wheelchair. He just wants to go to this stupid concert and not be noticed and have a good time. Oh, my God. It's really, really horrendous.
Yeah, I love Kanye West. And here's the sad thing. I still hear their story, and I'm still a huge Kanye West fan. So what can you do?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
I can never get handicapped for one of his shows. I know. Yes, I'm going to put out the media report now. Kanye West allegedly hates handicapped people. There, I said it, okay? He has a problem. Maybe he needs counseling.
Is he crazy? Is Kanye West crazy like in the way Elvis was crazy?
To be that creative an artist, you have to be crazy. That's just what comes with the territory. There was a time when Rick James was driving around Hollywood in a brand new BMW convertible while it was raining because he could. There was no reason behind it. He just could.
I got to get that Rick James book.
Have you seen Prince?
I know.
He's a nutbag. But
he walked around with his ass hanging out, with jeans with his ass cheeks hanging out for...
He did that for a better part of a decade.
Right.
Just had specially made leather pants with assholes. Assholes? Butt cheeks. Cheek holes.
Right. Ass holes.
And at no point in time has anyone not played Kiss when the Kiss cam came on at a fucking basketball or football game. Because it's an amazing song by an amazing artist who's a nutcase.
Who's a fucking nut job.
That's got to be a tough deal, though. I was just thinking about the laundering of those assless pants. I mean, I guess you let them hang dry, because if they go in the dryer, what if they shrink or, you know,
he only wears them once and then donates them to charity. He's like William Shatner. He just donates crash the charity just to build a home for
Happy Or he had
Happy
somebody
Humanity.
Cut out his ass cheeks every time he put one a pair on, a brand new pair.
You know that his ass cheeks were like snowflakes. They were never the same twice.
Those two
Webster.
Jeans.
Webster used to cut out his pants.
Hey,
that was Michael Jackson.
He needed the work. Probably needed Webster. Emmanuel Lewis needed the work.
How do you donate?
Vanity.
And vanity. Yeah. And poor Sheena Easton when she.
They were busy servicing other parts of that tiny little genius, so
right.
they couldn't be delegated to ass cheek duty.
Do you remember when people went nuts because they thought that Sheena Easton was like obviously being drugged by Prince, or because how could clean cut little my baby takes the morning train Sheena Easton from Glasgow, Scotland. End up singing about sugar walls a couple of years later.
Prince is like a little pixie fairy thing. If the minute you look him in the eyes, your soul is taken over.
Happens. Yeah.
It happens.
There was a comic that did a routine about that, and he talked about when he met Prince, and he said...
That's every comic.
The first time, he goes, I met the guy.
He's mesmerizing.
He goes, I met the guy. I'm not gay. I wanted to fuck Prince.
That's Vanessa Mitchell. Yeah, yeah. But I see that. I can get that, yeah. Like, the first time I saw Michael Jackson, I wanted to kiss him in the mouth, but that's because he's fucking Michael Jackson. Why wouldn't you? It's gay if you don't want to kiss him in the mouth. Like, you're a fag. You're an evil faggot for not wanting to kiss Michael Jackson.
Did you have Jesus?
No, he didn't. I wasn't cool. I wasn't cool or terminal enough to be invited to his home, but I did see him in person, and it was an amazing experience.
Did you?
Yeah.
Where was where?
Chicago, Illinois, when they did that Jackson 5 reunion tour thingy.
Oh, wow. When he was tossing some money to the brothers.
Yeah. When he was showing Tito and Randy some love.
Right. So. Yeah, because they had divorces and gambling problems.
Yeah.
And shit, yeah. So they wheel out Michael. Wow. That's amazing. I never got to see – I saw Prince.
Yeah.
Live in Chicago. Man, that's the best concert I ever saw it.
Of course it was. It was Prince.
Morris Day and the Time opened.
Oh, that's sexy.
And
Healy. Oh, wow.
That was. I'm 100,000 years old, so that was back in the day. Still the best, by far the best concert I've ever seen in my life.
I love meeting those people who are like, I saw Prince in Minnesota in a room with like 7 people because no one knew who he was. It was like, okay, and? Like, what's your point to this story? Did you discover Prince? No, he's Prince. He's fucking out there. Stop it. But yeah.
But they probably did have sex.
Oh, who would?
That was mandatory.
Who would?
Yeah. But there's under 10 people. Getting fucked.
I have a question. We were saying that Prince would donate his assless pants to charity. So you're telling me some poor person has to walk around with no seat in their pants?
Hey, it's really – you know how they send all the shirts they print up for the losing team at the Super Bowl to Africa? There's some kid with an air-conditioned ass in Africa thanks to Prince. He's doing the Lord's work. He's a Jehovah's Witness. He's doing Jehovah's work.
Some guy with Ebola has got some cheeks hanging out of some assless Prince pants.
As his body deteriorates inside out, but his ass looks great. Thank you, Prince.
Thanks, Prince.
Thank you, or symbol, or whatever you call yourself these days.
FYI, for anyone listening out there who's too young to remember the Prince assless pants, I have posted a picture on Crab Diving's Facebook for a point of reference.
Is that legal?
Wait, here's my question. Did you Google assless pants, or did you just Google Prince's ass, and the pants just popped up?
And what came up, yeah.
Well, no, I typed Prince, the word ass, and then assless pants auto-completed in the Google search bar. Actually, assless pants yellow auto-completed.
Oh, that was if you go to our Facebook, that's a special performing assless pants. There were pictures of him, like TMZ pictures or some shit, just out walking on Sunset. He's out shopping with stiletto heels, of course, which
right.
8, 10 inches. That'd make him 5'4".
Yeah.
And walking around with, like, well, like you said, leather jeans or leather pants with the asshole.
God, imagine
the ass
if TMZ existed during that, like, portion of the early 90s. Ooh. Where pop stars were just going bananas. That was before the
Elvis.
We heard stories about the 90s pop stars, and there was no internet. It's just, it traveled by word of mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As opposed to everybody put out.
I often think what it would be like if Elvis could have tweeted or had social media or something. I imagine, I mean, we're cheated of that. Elvis on Twitter would have been the best.
Elvis would have followed every food truck on Twitter. I appreciate that. We would have known the best peanut butter and bacon sandwich in every city across this country.
Right. Elvis would have been the saddest celebrity judge on American Idol ever.
Elvis would have been Guy Fieri had he had Twitter.
Guy Fieri. We got to take a break here. It's we're about ready to play our wonderful sponsors here. I'm just checking on our Twitter. Kelly, the voice of Crab Nation, just tweeted us a photo to Crab Diving of her cat Bumper.
Oh my God!
A large. Some would say rotund cat, and it looks like he's laying with his face in his water dish. I think he's laying face down with his face in his water dish, so I'm not sure if he's really hot,
right,
trying to cool, or if he's trying to kill himself and drown himself. But Kelly
examine
tweeted,
the whole picture.
Kelly tweeted, "Hi, Crabs, Bumper can't take the heat." There's also an empty shot glass with a cork in it lying on the ground next to the
cat.
That's
not a shot glass. Wait. That's a medicine glass. That's a little cup you take pills in.
That
I don't
is.
Know what's going on there.
Like a NyQuil. Like
this cat, is this a cry for help? Is he trying to commit suicide? Do we need to have an intervention?
Kelly, do we need to call? I don't know. Is there a cat suicide hotline?
I don't know.
We're going to take our first break here on Crab Nation Live, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. We're going to be here till that time live after the show. If you want to download us as a podcast, you can go to Stitcher, you can go to iTunes, you can go to podcast.vocnation.com, or you can go to crabdiving.com for the newest, hottest, steamiest link to all of our stuff. We're going to be back in a couple of minutes here. Ryan, for joining us from Pensacola, Florida, and sitting in, sweltering in the Crab Nation studios, Mr. Quincy Johnson.
Hello.
We're going to be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go away. Take whatever self-medication you feel like. Evacuate what you need. And come back for more crabs on the other side.
Itching to talk to the crabs? Call 855-862-7234.
This is D'Lo Brown, and right here, right now, you better recognize that I am down with the VOC Nation. Recognize that.
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, thebradyhicks.com, and for the first time ever, vocnation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9-8 Central, vocnation.com, thebradyhicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today, and so much more.
Okay, Philadelphia parents, listen up. Do you have a child in the house that's just about to learn how to drive? Well, you got to do this. You got to head over to DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com. Best of Bucks County 2013. Keep that insurance down. Keep them accident-free. 215-639-1990. They're endorsed by the Pennsylvania Police Officers Association, DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by NetCarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeChargeTuesday or call live toll-free at 1-855-VOC-RADIO.
The second building that was hit by the plane has just completely collapsed. The entire building has just collapsed, as if a demolition team set off. When you see the old demolitions of these old buildings, it pulled it down on itself, and it is not.
We are live with Carmine Confidential.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Like everyone else, you were born into bondage, born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
Listen to Carmine Confidential, weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time, VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey, I'm the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, telling you fans worldwide to visit VOCNation.com. VOC Nation gives you top-notch interviews, insightful blogs, and, of course, the VOC Wrestling Nation radio program. The VOC Wrestling Nation radio program is live every Wednesday with the hottest guests, the latest news, and lots of fun from the greatest team in wrestling media headed by the voice of choice. Hey, take it from me, the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. VOCNation.com is the place to go, baby.
Hola, hola, hola. I am Shelly Funtime Martinez.
And I am Dazzling Danielle.
And together we are
the Martinez Girls.
Tune in on VOC Nation at 7 p.m. Eastern every Saturday. And until then, Danielle, I and you are Audi 5000. Adios, toodles.
The godless voice of Crab Nation.
None of these assholes would have the balls to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as one of them stones. I'm going to hurl at a homosexual.
He's got 6 ounces of weed, and he's saving his roaches?
Bangable and diabetic.
Park the car keys
to Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker. Catch the crabs on Crab Nation Live weekdays.
Noon to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation.
Entertainment with an attitude.
Fear is just one thing.
This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Slowly rolling my panties down for Crab Nation. Your hosts, Patrick Vile and Ryan Pfeiffer.
The voice of Crab Nation leading us back from the break. It's Crab Nation Live. We're going to be here till 2 p.m., everybody. Give us a call if you like, 855-862-7234. In the background, typing away, Ryan Pfeiffer in Pensacola, Florida.
You hear that?
Straight from the newsroom. Crab Nation News.
I know.
And sitting here.
I was trying to... notes on what we were talking about. I'm so sorry. I didn't know
sitting
what you
here.
Hear.
Sitting here in the studio, Quincy Johnson.
What's up, guys?
Thanks for joining us today in the horrible heat. No work at the Staples Center today.
No, we've got Katy Perry Friday and Saturday of this week, so I'm so excited. Can't you hear it in my voice, guys? I was about to say wrecking ball, but I think that's a Miley Cyrus. They all look alike to me. So yeah, I'm like a wrecking ball right now.
God, we haven't had in the top five songs, there hasn't been a Katy Perry song in a little while. I'm surprised. Since Tiger, the Eye of the Tiger.
Oh, right.
I
know she did a song with Juicy J, and that bothered me for a good 16 weeks, but I'm over it now, guys. I've healed.
Speaking of the voice of Crab Nation, on the line. Calling us from Los Angeles, California, hopefully staging an intervention with her cat, is Kelly.
Don't die, kitty.
Hi, guys.
Kelly. What? You did pull Bumper's face out of his water dish, right, before he...
before he fully asphyxiated himself, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, was it a sex thing?
At first
this is a sex thing. Like a reverse David Carradine, you just dump your head in water while you masturbate. I've never tried it, but I'm gonna.
That's what I was afraid, that it was like a weird moment he was having with himself, and I didn't want to interrupt that, but after a while, I decided I'd intervene.
Waterboarding himself.
I mean, it is fucking 187 degrees here, so, and that cat has no shortage of hair and fat, so he's not happy.
That's an amazing picture, though, of what's up with the empty NyQuil cup or shot glass
and there's a cork in it.
I know about nightclubs. Sex. That's a good time, guys. Kids, yeah. Don't try this at home, but right. Definitely try this at home.
Bumper's really into his NyQuil. It's probably what led to the dunking of the head under the water.
I see.
No, it's, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but I drink a lot. So I need Pepto-Bismol from now
on.
From time to time. And so every now and then I need a little medication to help wash down the bottles of vodka. And I think that was a leftover cap, and I put the cork in it, like, to throw it away, but then I went on vacation, and it wound up on the floor. But it wasn't intentional.
The sad part is we've all been
crowd
there.
The crowd approves twice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I do so much... I don't know why I'm doing finger quotes. No one's looking at me.
Air quotes.
I just sometimes I don't have shot glasses around the house, but that little NyQuil top comes in perfect handy when you want to take a quick few vodka shots to get your day going. You know?
It really does.
Yeah, it's all about recycling. You know, we got a drought, so I'm trying to use less dishes. So solo cups
exactly.
And NyQuil caps. You can still get nice and drunk and not have to wash anything. Come on, guys. I'm helping the environment.
It's actually really smart. We all learned something today.
The more you...
Kelly, how was Arizona? The backwoods?
Oh,
you obviously survived.
I did survive. It was amazing. It really was.
Burning Man.
People need
burning?
To know about this place. Hmm?
I was asking, was it Burning Man? I hear white people go to the desert and I automatically think it's a Burning Man.
Why the hell else?
It's actually what's in the mountains. Like, it didn't get above 73 the whole time. It was gorgeous. So while you bitches were sweltering here in L.A., I had perfect weather. Like, just a little bit of sprinkles here and there. It was gorgeous. And this ranch, guys, it's gay-friendly and 420-friendly. Now, they don't advertise themselves as that because it's Arizona. But I highly recommend this ranch to anybody who went, like, if you guys want to have, like, a little, like, gay excursion, if West Hollywood feels like doing its own white party in Arizona, like, play cowboy for a week, highly recommend this place.
Gay
you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Every day, so I don't think they need an excursion for that.
Yeah. They don't even need a car for that.
I saw two dudes wearing cowboy hats and Daisy Duke shorts, and I was just going to the donut shop the other
right,
day. So,
but
yeah,
you know,
they get to ride horses and cowboys.
We're in pretty gay-friendly California, you know, for
mm-hmm.
some maybe in living in Mississippi that maybe wants to get away.
Yeah.
Go to Arizona. Why?
Arizona is a shithole, but with shithole people as a rule. But you can go and find a good community of people here at least.
Okay. Good. You just said good people in Arizona. This is like a fantasy. Is this a choose-your-own-adventure
right.
book right now? Because I didn't think that existed.
To be fair, they are isolated on a small – well, it's a big ranch. But, like, there's only, like, three people who work there. And they're gay-friendly, and they like pot.
There you go.
Yeah, it's all you need because you're so isolated. Like, I didn't even have cell reception. Hmm?
Oh, you had no cell reception?
Yeah, like, it is super isolated. So you won't get attacked by militiamen or men in blinking red hats or anything.
What do you do? I have a question, voice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm phoning in from Florida. What do you
Hi,
do
from Florida.
At a ranch? Oh, yes. What do you do at a ranch for fun?
Well, breakfast comes in the morning. Like, they make all your breakfast and lunch and dinner in the main house. So you go, you wake up, you smoke a bowl. You then go in, eat your breakfast, have a shot of tequila, get on some horses, wrangle the horses, saddle the horses, go for another ride, come back, ride a four-wheeler through the woods, take a couple shots of tequila, head back, smoke another bowl, go to lunch, eat your lunch, go back, have sex, take a nap, whatever the fuck you're into, get on horses again if you want, or you could get on the four-wheeler again, or you could have sex again, and then you go to dinner after smoking another bowl. Then you get out of dinner and you create a bonfire, and any extracurricular activities you wish to occur
curled up next to this bonfire, baby. You want to smoke a bowl
bonfire
and ride a cheese?
Or actually, maybe it should be more like this one. I guess.
Well,
I don't have any.
Way more fun.
Or Brokeback Mountain music.
Well, I'm pretty sure that a woman has done a striptease to that song.
Sure.
There's a pole dance routine to that song somewhere. I'd watch that. Well, I'd watch all pole dance routines. You know what? I'm just rambling. I'm going to shut up. This bud's for you.
I was driving out there. This is how the whole trip got started. I left at 3 a.m. to get to the Cowboys place. And then we were driving up for the rest of the way. That's the tall guy you guys talked to before.
Yes.
So I'm driving to his place. It's 3 a.m. And my phone rings, and it's a number I don't recognize. And I'm like, shit, 3 a.m., this might be an emergency. So I go and I pick up, and I'm driving. And it's this British guy I hooked up with a while ago, right? And he's like, hey, Kelly, I'm just a few blocks away from you. Where you at? And I'm like, driving to Arizona, actually. He's like, oh, fucking A, dude. He's like, I got that threesome. It'd be amazing. Like, all ready to go. But I'm like, oh, really? I'm sorry, I'm not home. And he's like, dude, this bloke is fucking gorgeous. You'd love it.
Yes, to a box.
He arranged a threesome with two guys free. Is that something you requested, or was that his, you know, special gifts from across the sea?
I think that was a special gift. I mean, like,
so guys,
I'm not saying I would turn that down. I mean, I had never done it, and it sounds entertaining. But it totally caught me off guard, because I was totally thinking, girl, that's normal.
Right.
I was thinking, girl, I didn't even arrange this. I'm thinking, girl, and I when I arrange this. Guys, write this down. Follow her on Twitter, The Voice of Crab Nation, at The Voice of Crab Nation, not The Voice, the TV show. They're
right.
Not in the threesomes on that show.
Unfortunately, I was home. Huh?
Well, maybe last season when CeeLo was on there, but I don't know about this season. It's Gwen Stefani. She's a mom, guys. She's
is CeeLo no longer on? I haven't been paying attention.
CeeLo is no
this
longer
season
on The Voice.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Which kind of
right
bums me out, but at the same time, I see they just find whatever black artist has the happiest song at the moment is on The Voice. Because
is Pharrell going to be on next?
Pharrell is on this.
Is he seriously? I was
yes,
kidding.
Man.
Oh, okay.
Wow. It went CeeLo, not Pharrell. It's just you make a happy black man song, you're a judge on The Voice.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's how pop music works. Now you have to be happy and black, and you can judge people.
He Ryan's not a big CeeLo fan.
Oh no!
Because
no
of a horrible transgression.
Did he slip a Molly
yeah
into your soda? Oh
no!
Show us
actually,
on the dog.
I would.
No one would be mad
I
about
would've
that.
No, I would be. I would be fine with that. No, he changed the words to a John Lennon song, and you know, just to pander to all the right-wing lunatics that were watching him on television. He changed the lyrics, and no religion true, to all religions true. Isn't that right? Is that what he did? That's just horrible.
Right, which changes the entire point of the song at that point.
Right.
We're
talking about John Lennon. He's like the father of a whole generation of music, along with the Beatles, who was gunned down in cold blood crossing the street, and CeeLo Green is like, oh, let me change his lyrics. Because why? Because I wanted to? Ugh, disgusting. And then he
wait till somebody
that
changes
girl. There's that.
Wait till somebody changes the fuck you. He'll be pissed off.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
That song was on Kids Bop, Volume 24, guys. Okay.
Was it?
That's how big the song "Fuck You" was. It was on Kids Bop. They changed
what
it to
that?
"Forget You."
Forget You. Yeah,
yeah, they changed it to "Forget You," but still, the song was "Fuck You" on Kids Bop. Just write that. Just think about it. Let that soak in. CeeLo is that big. He broke the Kids Bop barrier. He was in Goody Mop. What happened?
That's what I was gonna say. Yeah, I mean, what happened to CeeLo?
He used to walk around as a little short, fat man in a wife beater with a gold grill, and he was CeeLo. He was CeeLo. He was what? Sugarlow.
Now he's in dashikis and
he's
and
wearing feather boas and performing with Muppets and Gwyneth Paltrow. Jesus Christ!
I'm not a fan.
Can you sing a song with Kanye West?
I do have a slightly belated vag fact, if you guys want to get that taken care of.
Oh,
sure.
Go for it. The Crab Nation tradition, Kelly calls in and provides us facts and statistics and knowledge about the Cave of Wonder.
Delicious.
In which I believe benefits both women and men, and even gay men at that.
Okay.
All right, so this bad fact is about the color of vulva, which is the larger labia, which is the labia pectora. Huh?
Go ahead, I'm listening.
Oh, and then there's the labia minora, which is the smaller labia, which are inside the bigger lips. Now, the labia minora often can be longer than the labia majora. So while they are thinner and smaller, like they can kind of stick out, they're totally normal, and they're likely asymmetrical.
Yes.
All right. So now we're going to talk about colors. It is totally normal for a female's labia to not be the same color as their own skin. Traditionally, like especially when you're born, everything, you know, they're the pinkest color, like the pink of your skin, or brownish if you have a darker skin tone. That's totally normal. However, things can change these colors. Purple is your labia turns purple to a darker brown, like darkish brown. It could be due to pregnancy or varicose veins.
Yes,
a lot of blood is fucking down there, huh?
Glenn Beck said yes to a box of dildos.
Oh, yeah. Well, usually. Okay, deep wine color.
Love a good deep wine.
I don't know, a really good night on a table in a bar with a guy with a little rust.
Isn't that a Sally Field movie?
Yeah, yes. How do you know? or again, pregnancy. Bright red, sex. Your labia can turn bright red when it's turned on.
Mine always does.
Yeah. Usually, right? I know. You get me. And then white. Is it white? It could be dermatitis. Go to the fucking doctor.
Ooh.
And then gray. Gray, like the head on, like the hair on our head, our labia can turn gray.
Ooh, dead?
And so, yeah, as you age, you can just lose the color in your labia. So they
developed
a product.
That's called going Betty White in my neighborhood.
Betty White.
They developed a product called the Pink Button, and you can literally paint on dye onto your labia to dye it different colors.
Well, they've been doing this. I'm pretty sure the gays have been dressing up their dongs for years. It's about time you ladies caught up.
Well, and they also bleach starfish too, don't they? Like you can get your
do a little anal bleaching.
You can get
your
anus bleached.
I don't know.
All the porn stars do it.
And they do labiaplasties too, right? I mean,
vaginal rejuvenations, everything. Yeah,
you can get the whole garage remodeled.
Get a whack, detail, a tuck, a pull, a right. yank, whatever you're looking for, lady. I didn't know they were mood rings, though.
They are.
I've only have access to a few vaginas in my lifetime because, ladies, it's on you. It's your move.
And generally, and when you're seeing them, they're in a decent mood.
Am I?
Oh, really?
Never
true.
In a decent mood.
Or in no mood whatsoever. and completely drugged and messed out.
Yeah. Gotta love a good strip club, too. That's where you see the reality of the vagina. Their true colors, if you will. You know what I'm saying?
They're out running in the wild.
In their natural habitat.
Well, Kelly, thank you for the info.
You're welcome.
As usual, very informative. Here on Crab Nation, we also try to inform.
I learned a lot. I'm very happy.
I notice Ryan's dad is still listening, so woohoo.
Oh, God. Maybe
is his mom still listening?
No. No. Not at all.
Well, it was great, Finlay, talking to you. It sounded hilarious in your
phone
call.
Well, Next time you go out to the Gay Bunny Ranch, please let us know. We will all join. The party.
I'm serious. We'll do a live remote from Arizona on the Gay Bunny Ranch.
Crab Nation.
Yeah, make sure Bumper's not face down in the water. That would be a bummer of an afternoon.
Tweet us.
No, I know, right? Like, we can't afford to lose a cat that big. Okay. That's what I mean.
Hashtag save bumper.
Right. By the way, just for a point of reference on Twitter, I tweeted out an image of the paint button, the product, beauty product, Kelly the Voice referenced in this last segment.
Oh, good. So people can look it up and get it for themselves.
I'm looking
right.
at
my, right it is. My
and,
new pink button.
Yeah, I'm looking at the picture right now, and this looks eerily similar to Wave Cream, Dax Wave Grease. So I don't know if they just repackaged old Dax, but
just put a different label.
You're going to get baby down there, ladies. It's a nice
wow.
homemade vagina.
Right. Or relaxer.
Right. Yes.
Our last are Star Trek Frank Gorshin, Prince's Ass Cheeks Hanging Out, and Pink Button. Here on Crab Nation. Follow
right.
us on Twitter.
Yeah. I wonder if Prince uses a nice little anal bleaching to keep his area.
He probably did some exfoliating on the cheeks at least.
Yeah, got to. Those are moisturized cheeks. I'm zooming in. Right? I'm zooming in this picture, and those things are flawless, guys. Flawless cheeks.
Thanks for calling, Kelly.
Anytime. I'll talk to you soon.
See you soon. Bye.
Goodbye.
Kelly. The voice of Crab Nation. Follow her on the Twitter. You can see her picture of her apparently possibly suicidal cat at Kelly Incognita on the tweet machine on Twitter. And don't
on the Twitter.
On the Twitters. Kelly calling it with her vagina moment.
By the way, my dad is still listening. He let me know.
Awesome.
I hope we're here to educate everyone, including fathers.
He probably knows what's going on.
He knows. Hey,
he
guys,
knows
February is right around the corner. This is my little drop for my pink button. I'm now going to be their new spokesperson. February is right around the corner, guys. Get the ladies what they've been waiting for. My pink button.
Right.
See what I'm saying? Looking for sponsors.
My mom is listening.
Yeah. Hey, Mom.
My mom is listening at the bar, by the way. So shout out to my mother and my father listening.
Mr. and Mrs. Pfeiffer, it's a pleasure.
Oh yeah. Man, do you want to see what the headlines are? See what's going on out in the world right now?
Yeah,
I think it'd be great.
All right, breaking news. The Crab Nation News Studios, soaring atop the Crab Diving Tower.
I'm wearing a tie now, so you know this news is official.
Quincy just slipped a tie on, and we're ready to present the news. I'd like to go over to the Huffington Post, the commie pinko liberal rag that it is. There's a photograph of our commander-in-chief, the president of the United States, Barack Hussein Obama. And the headline says, "Uninsured rate plummets." So the evil socialism that Obama rammed up the starfish of the nation is working. The biggest fear of the GOP has been realized. It's Obamacare is working. People like it.
Obamacare is not working because I haven't gotten into any car accidents yet, so I have not been able to use it.
You haven't proved that it has actually worked.
It's the ostrich rule, guys. If it doesn't happen around you, it doesn't happen.
That's right. A little philosophy, too. You're on Crab Nation, along with...
Fingers crossed for that accident, though. I'm just waiting to cash that Obama money in, guys.
What color is someone's vagina after they're in a car accident?
What
kind of mood would that... Would that produce?
I'm going to go green.
Greenish.
Maybe it, it has a greenish hue.
Right.
Brown highlights. I don't
know. Oh, go ahead.
I was just wondering. I just can't imagine what the process is before Kelly calls in with that moment every week. What does she do? Just get on Google and Google vagina and look for – I mean, what's the process? I wonder the research.
I Google vagina every day.
Right. That's
so,
not. I don't come up with the same thing she does, though.
Mine's a little less educational. I'm more into the performance art aspect of it. So.
Oh, yes. Sure.
The latest numbers from the Federal Centers of Disease Control and Prevention saying that 41 million U.S. residents, or 13.1%, were uninsured during the quarter when benefits started to kick in for the coverage, and now it's the lowest number and percentage of uninsured people since the CDC started taking this survey in 1997.
Wow.
The Affordable Care Act is having its impact on the uninsured, and so much so that in these other states, you know, in Kentucky, it's KY Care. They don't call it the Affordable Care Act. They certainly don't call it Obamacare.
They're not allowed to pronounce Obama. That's on the no-fly zone, you know. Like in France, they keep certain words out of the lexicon and out of the dictionary to make sure that the language stays pure.
Right.
You can't say Obama or Jackson at all in Kentucky. You're not allowed.
Sharpton.
Yeah, you can't say Jordan either. I think Jordan was put on that list
a couple years
ago. Yeah, Jordan, you're not allowed to say that. There are no children in Kentucky.
Now, Quincy, I will disagree with you there. People from my part of the country, they don't have a problem with the black people that can throw the ball, hit the ball, and catch the ball. That's not the deal. They're fine with those guys.
Oh, okay. It's just the ones that are leading the country into leading the country to a better place. Those are the real enemy. The enemy.
Yeah, they love.
Strangely enough,
the athletes.
Kentucky was upset about the whole Ray Rice situation. At all, because domestic abuse there is their number one import.
Well,
so.
They were upset if the team because the team lost the game, and now isn't Rice back on? Isn't he playing?
I think he's
Peterson has been reactivated.
Yeah, Peterson's fine. Well, we're not going to get into. Oh Jesus Christ! All he did was whoop his kid. Okay, whatever you want to call it.
Oh,
he
yeah. But did you see?
Yeah.
Did you see the whooping? And he hit him in the balls. And
it looks way worse when you take a picture of it, guys.
it
always looks worse. Picture of it. That's the number one rule.
Bruises and blood show up better. It's like 5 pounds on the camera.
They do lighting. Everything's in HD. Yeah. When I was a kid and you got beat, all your pictures were on Polaroid. Didn't look that bad.
Right. Or you had to draw it.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You had to do it. And Crayola only made like 12 colors when I was a kid, so you really couldn't get into fine detail. Nowadays, he's got
flesh tone.
We saw that beating in 1080p and everyone overreacted. I'm sorry. I don't approve. I don't approve.
Flesh tones and...
Oh,
also, we're only one color.
Yeah.
Santa Claus.
Jesus. It's a professional football player beating a 4-year-old child with a tree branch is just all kinds of wrong. It's just horrible.
My grandmother did the switch thing.
But your grandmother also didn't or 240. So
right. That's true.
There's a trade-off.
My grandmother didn't weigh almost 300 pounds.
Like, if your grandmother would have won a Heisman Trophy and then hit you, I would have been like, okay, you're an expert. You know what's going on. She rushed for 2,000 yards in 93. Grandma speak.
How fast could your grandmother run the 440?
It just depends. If she was chasing me, she got up in the upper fives. Like, if I got in trouble and I tried to run away, she had a good, fast twitch muscle. But any other time? Nah, she was a lineman.
Eddie Murphy did the joke about the shoe? Like, grandma would be and pissed him all of a sudden, like, pew! Like, she was the Wild Bill Hickok of old lady shoes, because she wouldn't get out of her chair.
Come out anywhere.
But she would, you'd say something from across the room, and she would be like, pew!
Right in the
side of the
if
head.
If you grew up in a Southern Baptist African American household, your grandmother, your mom, your aunt, they were all Jason Bourne of ass kicking. Right. They could beat you with anything that wasn't nailed down in the house. Everything's a weapon. They were like, what, Deathstroke? Everything's a weapon. They're Batman. They know she would paper cut you if was all she had access to was a flyer or the program from church. You're going to get a quick paper cut. Why? Because you're acting up.
Oh, God. Well, listen, I just think if Obama wants to have a successful last few years here, last couple of years, when he goes to Kentucky, he should just show up in whiteface. That's what I suggest.
He's not going to Kentucky. Even what's her face, Allison Lundergan, who's running against Mitch McConnell, Mr. Turtle. She's her ads. I saw she's got brand new ads. They played last night. It's her shooting a gun, and the first thing she says is, "I don't agree with Barack Obama on everything. I'm not Barack Obama." We disagree on guns. We disagree on, I forget what others else she says they
politics
disagree
on. Will never make sense to me, because you're going to sit here and say, I don't agree with a black man leading this country. I'll shoot him. Like, that's what I think.
Well, she's a Democrat. She probably does or might agree with Barack Obama.
On everything.
And
she was probably at the Democratic National Convention clapping her hands and standing ovations and shaking and whatever.
Right.
And all of a sudden it's, I got to win my election, so
and she
let
probably
me turn my
does
back
agree
on everything
with,
I believe in.
And she probably agrees with Barack Obama just wants a background check on people. He, despite what they're saying, despite Louis Gohmert running around, Obama isn't kicking in your door and grabbing your gun and taking it away from you. He just wants everybody to maybe go through a black background check.
You have to go through a background check to get a Costco membership these days, okay?
Right.
I have to. They ran my credit to get a Sam's Club membership 3 months ago. So you're telling me it's harder to get in Sam's Club than it is to get a fucking non-semi-automatic rifle that can be converted to semi-automatic with just a few tips off of YouTube. Not that I've seen them. I'm just saying things. And all of a sudden, you're telling me that should be regulated. Okay, yeah. Note to self, don't go to Kentucky for any reason.
And if you're going to take out a deer, or if you're just trying to protect your family from the hordes of attacking miscreants, you probably don't need a magazine that holds 30 rounds.
Right.
Yeah, deer running packs.
That's true.
Okay? I watch National Geographic. You take one down, the others rise up against you.
It's like that raptor scene.
It's like Planet of the Apes.
In Clever Girl, right?
Yeah.
You got one in your sights. Meanwhile, the other deer is going to fuck you with its
deer
horn.
Deer are dangerous, dude. They're bloodthirsty animals. Carnivores.
Well, listen. I think Quincy Johnson's grandmother could take down a deer with a switch.
I believe she can too. I've actually had some wonderful venison at my grandmother's. She killed it with her bare hand.
Or with a shoe.
With a shoe.
Took it out with a shoe, yeah.
And it wasn't even a high heel, guys. Took them out with a loafer, the purist.
That's right. I'm trying to figure out what the headline is. If we dumb it down for a half second, since we are talking about guns and stuff, on the Drudge Report, there's a picture of a blood stain. It looks like a crime scene from Dexter or some sort of fucked up red ink blot. And then it says World War E.
Mm.
So the headline links over to a Yahoo News story. U.S. pledges 3,000 troops to fight West Africa's Ebola crisis.
Oh, man. Listen, that Ebola stuff is totally scary. And Liberia, I just heard they're so jealous of Obamacare.
Oh, my God. Quincy is just showing me a story. What's the headline?
The headline is Urban Outfitter Sparks Controversy with Offensive Kent State Sweatshirt. Kent State Sweatshirt, excuse me.
Oh, God, I saw this. This is a horrible thing. This is ridiculous.
Possibly the greatest thing I've ever seen. Urban Outfitters has released a blood-stained sweatshirt with Kent State University's crest and name on it, and is selling it for, I believe, $150.
Oh.
It's vintage, guys. It's labeled as vintage, in quotation marks, of course.
Wow. Wow. Urban Outfitters.
I've always hated Urban Outfitters.
Made in America, guys. Made in America.
America.
Woohoo!
Don't mess with Texas.
God, it's so stupid. It's the worst store ever. I've always hated them. You go into Urban Outfitters, and it's just every shitty T-shirt you could imagine for $55. And everybody's going there, giving them their hard-earned money. Let's boycott these assholes. That Kent State shirt is ridiculous.
Their stuff is like it's like Old Navy, but higher end, right? Maybe?
Dude, it's for assholes.
It's like hipster Old Navy. Pretentious Old Navy. Just, hey, we're going to give you the same clothing, but we're going to charge more for it. And you'll feel better.
Urban Outfitters only hires the hippest 4-year-old Thai kids to make their shirts.
Oh, of course. They all have haircuts like Brad and Angelina's kid. They got a mohawk.
Oh, yeah.
Child laborers with mohawks because they care.
It was like Brad and Angelina's kids. It wasn't. It wasn't Urban Outfitters. No, it was Zara that we did the a couple of weeks ago. We did the story on the show. Go to podcast.vocnation.com or crabdiving.com for the old episodes of this great show. But they did a shirt or pajamas that looked like they had horizontal black stripes that looked like prisoner stripes. Mm-hmm. And then a yellow star on the breast of the pajamas, so it looked like an Auschwitz.
Auschwitz is in this season, guys.
Yeah.
Did you not go to France's Paris's Fashion Week?
They say that wasn't their intent. It was supposed to be a sheriff's badge, and it was supposed to be a Wild West kind of theme.
Yeah, because everybody knows the sheriffs wore prison outfits when they hunted criminals. It's like camouflage. It's urban camouflage. You put on a prison outfit, and then you're automatically accepted by Jesse James or
although they may have hated the Jews.
Person. Huh?
They may have hated the Jews.
Maybe.
There may have been a show or two that hated the Jews.
Is it just me, or are we seeing lots of fashion designer screw-ups? The Zara thing, this Urban Outfitters, and then the bicycle uniforms for the Colombian cyclists.
Oh, I mean, those were wonderful.
Those were amazing. Speaking of Kelly's vagina moment,
yeah.
I mean, that was designed by...
What color is a vagina after a Tour de France?
Right.
I don't know.
You could almost... by what they were in.
Yeah. She's going to have a good race.
Kelly tweeted in and said, after a car accident, it is purple for trauma.
That's right. We weren't paying attention well enough to the colors.
I stopped paying attention. As soon as she said vagina, my mind just wandered, as it does.
What time is it? We could probably take another break here, take our second break, and come back for the home stretch.
Go get a beer, kids.
Go grab a beer.
And by kids, I mean 8-year-olds.
Go blaze up, whatever you want. Yeah, whatever. My dad, that was the game that we played when I was 4. I didn't get the switch, but my dad would always
my dad
would say, go grab me a beer.
Yeah.
And it was a game we played. It would always arrive to him opened and tasted for the king to make sure that he wouldn't die. And they would laugh about it. Now when you think about it, your 4-year-old's drinking beer.
No, but you gotta make sure dad's okay. That you're just a good son.
That's right.
That's dedication. My dad was a psychological abuser. He hung a giant leather belt by the front door, named it Mr. Belt. Okay? So every day he walked by, you had to acknowledge Mr. Belt's presence.
Oh my God.
And anytime he thought you were gonna do something wrong, he would just say, "Do I need to go get Mr. Belt?" We're terrified of it. He never took it down. So but it was a psychological warfare.
A totem of terror.
Yeah.
That was, it worked.
Yeah. To this day.
To this day. You can't talk about Mr. Belt.
Not at all. Not without like a small shudder.
You look a little scared right now.
Yeah. I'm imagining looking at this giant leather brown belt hanging on by the front door of the house. Like
your vagina must be yellow. Right
is
now,
that terror?
With fear. I don't know. Kelly will tweet it.
What color is the terrorized badge?
Yeah, what color is Quincy's vagina right now? Hashtag Crab Nation. We're going to be back on that note. Don't go away. More Crab Nation on the other side. Give us a call, 855-862-7234, 855-VOC-RADIO, or tweet us, Twitter us, twat us during the show at Crab Diving. We'll be back in a couple minutes. More Crab Nation.
Woo!
After the hump.
Itching to talk to the crabs? Call 855-862-7234.
Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey everyone, it is your favorite knockout, Mickey James, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. Thanks for coming on down. It's Save Wrestling the Podcast and the Business Making Town. I am your award-winning hostess with the mostest, Shelly Funtime Martinez, and she is my co-host, Dazzling Danielle.
Woo! Hello out there.
And together we are the Martinez Girls. You finally did it. And you can join us here Monday, new time, 6 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation as we save wrestling together, Danielle. Fighting crime. Woo!
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, thebradyhicks.com, and for the first time ever, vocnation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, vocnation.com, thebradyhicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today. And so much more.
Hey, it's me, the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Netcarrier has many great products and services to increase your bottom line. Be sure to ask your Netcarrier representative about our hosted PBX. Call Netcarrier today for a free analysis of your phone bills. 877-255-7733. That's right, 877-255-7733. Call now.
The second building that was hit by the plane has just completely collapsed. The entire building has just collapsed as if a demolition team set off. When you see the old demolitions of these old buildings, it folded down on itself and it is not...
We are live with Carmine Confidential.
From Dallas, Texas, the Flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
Listen to Carmine Confidential. Weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. VOC Nation Radio Network.
The most polarizing personalities worldwide. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your events? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email the Voice of Truth at voc@vocnation.com.
Are you getting lost in the cloud? Is technology moving too fast for you? Find your way at netcarrier.com. Ride the N-Cloud and soar above your competition.
This is Buggy Nova, your Candyland princess, and I want everyone to know that I love BLCNation.com.
Hey, how's it going? This is Amy Dumas, but you may know me as Lita. You're listening to the VOC Nation.
Slowly rolling my panties down for Crab Nation. Your hosts, Patrick Vial and Ryan Pfeiffer.
And we are back, slinging at you live on the VOC Nation worldwide, on the VOCNation.com, here on a Tuesday, hot as fuck in Los Angeles, California. Good thing there's no global warming or any kind of climate change or any of that shit going on.
None of that stuff exists. It's been the same temperature since God created the Earth 18 years ago.
It has, even though there was another report recently that we just had the hottest August since they've been measuring Augusts.
They don't know how hot it was when dinosaurs were around.
Right. Were you there?
Did you have a temperature gauge? You can't read that in the trees,
right,
guys.
Speaking of reading shit, tweet us, if you like, on the Twitter machine, at Crab Diving. I was just checking on the Twitter, and we were talking about it during the break. Joining us here in the studio, by the way, everyone, very funny comedian from Los Angeles, California, Mr. Quincy Johnson.
What's up, guys?
The second, I.
Okay, I.
Quincy Johnson, I. At Quincy Johnson, I. on the Twitter. Trending on Twitter, United States trends, hashtag. Right now, it's the first one, I think.
It's actually dropped down to number 3 in my list,
oh,
but that's only because this is just scaring me. So
I haven't refreshed, yeah. Hashtag 5SOS sauce tastes like, one word, 5SOS sauce tastes like.
For those of you who don't know 5SOS, 5 somethings of summer, I don't keep
five
up.
5 shitheads of summer,
yeah,
5 suckwads,
5
of summer.
Battle rags, I don't know S words. They're a boy band. They're the newest sensation since the last one.
Oh,
and
God. I thought it was One Direction, 1D. I see that hashtag, like hashtag 1D.
When
these
sauce tastes
lick your
like, yeah,
or
they're just the newest flavor of the month. They'll be on the Disney Channel next week. But the trending topic is 5SOS sauce tastes like. 38,000 tweets from young girls talking about what their sauce tastes like.
Gross. This one says pizza with a dash of penguin and a tablespoon of hair dye. I don't know what that means. This is from a dude who I think doesn't like them.
Oh, okay. Well, the fact that 38,000 children are talking about what a group of boys' sauce tastes like, I'm upset. Number one, why did this type of sexual expression skip my generation? There was
right.
Nobody, when NSYNC was popular in friggin' 98 Degrees and Backstreet Boys, Nobody was talking about Justin Sauce, okay? Nobody.
Well, they might have been.
Well, not on
but in
not
smaller
on
circles.
Media. Yeah, yeah.
There was no...
Ladies, what did you all talk about when you were reading Tiger Beat magazine and ignoring me in high school?
This girl, Kayla, says, the 5OS sauce tastes like chicken because all great things taste like chicken.
All great things do not taste like chicken because vodka tastes like vodka.
Right.
Caitlin, grow up or something.
Chicken
flavor. You 9-year-old.
At Rose LR Winks, at Rose LaRinks, says their sauce tastes like unicorns, rainbows, sweat, tacos, hair dye, penguins, and punk.
And this is why children shouldn't have rights.
Hashtag contest entry, a lot of these. So there must be a Twitter contest going on to say what 5SOS sauce tastes like.
So we need to do a Twitter contest on the crab diving. What color is your vagina? And we just need the...
what mood are you in?
Yeah, what mood is your vag? Hashtag what color is your... Well, yeah. Hashtag what mood is your vag? And we need inventive colors. You know, don't just say Crayola red. That's boring. Nobody wants to see that. We need to beat out this SOS sauce trend.
These 5SOS guys must like pizza because a lot of these girls are saying it tastes like pizza.
They're 9. All they sing about is pizza. It's like, girl, you're my pepperoni. I think that's one of their songs. Or
pizza with a dash of chocolate.
Dish I'll deliver.
Milk.
I don't know. What?
Pizza with a dash of chocolate milk and a sprinkle of Vegemite and Starbucks.
Even I know when you get high, you don't mix pizza and milk. That's no. No, nobody eats pizza and ice cream. Come on, kids.
And then an obvious bot tweeted, hashtag tea party, hashtag Islam, hashtag 5SOS sauce tastes like. And their headline is, terrorists kidnap hundreds of Christian girls, cut off their breasts.
But
so
what does that taste
that
like?
That person is apparently trying to... I don't know what.
Islamic
tea.
Just
put
the
most popular hashtag on anything just to try to get people to look at your shit.
All the time. I constantly hashtag I'm dating Oprah, but I've gotten no responses yet.
Now you should tweet I'm dating Oprah with hashtag 5SOS sauce tastes like.
You know what? I'm doing it right now.
And then maybe they'll know.
Nobody ever listened to me now, but maybe this 5SOS is just the avenue I've been looking for. Oprah, I'm available.
Also,
single man. Hey.
Larry Came Out is also trending. You know what that one is? Larry Came Out. Larry, I'm sad that I know this, but I've actually looked up this hashtag before because I've seen it. Twitter or trending on the Twitter is follow us, by the way, at Crab Diving. Tweet us during the show. This Larry thing is the other obnoxious boy band, the One Directions. And
okay.
Apparently there's some large group of their fan girls, dumb people, their group of fans,
okay,
that has concocted this romance between two of the dudes in the band.
Have you ever read One Direction online erotic fan fiction?
No.
It's amazing.
Is that a hashtag?
If you got a free afternoon and a Kindle handy, guys, you want to talk about hours of great reading.
But that's what this Larry is, isn't it? It's Harry and the L kid.
Lawrence.
Lance.
Lance.
I don't know the kid's name.
Licorice. They're British, so they name them something weird.
It's a mashup. It's
Lord
like,
Westfall, if
like
you
Brangelina.
Will. There you go.
It's a mashup.
Yeah, so it's like a hashtag at crab diving. Let's see if we put Pat Ryan. Yeah, you're Brian. Yeah, Brian came out. Hashtag Brian came out.
The hashtag Larry Came Out is trending, they're saying forever and always. Larry Came Out, obviously, I think this is untrue. But this is the kind of shit that trends during the day, I've noticed.
Yeah, because these kids aren't in school.
Aren't they supposed to be in school?
Well,
is the point.
I think they're not paying attention. Have you seen the education numbers in this country?
That's true.
They're Twittering. Here's what always bothered me about like social media. When I was in school, every student complained that they couldn't write a 500-word essay. right?
Right.
But that's just 5 tweets.
Right. Wow.
Well, yeah, not really. I mean, in terms of like not the character. I'm don't look at math. I'm looking at it from the standpoint of most people tweet more than they ever wrote in school.
Right.
It's insane.
Right.
I can't talk about this topic or whatever for a page and a half, but you can fucking tweet about fantasy football for 6 weeks straight and use SAT words, and you didn't even fucking take the SATs. You know what I'm saying?
You've got a column, an entire 1,000-word column that you've tweeted out.
But yeah, these kids are sitting in schools, not paying attention, and just tweeting about SOS sauce, and then they wonder why I don't tip them when they serve me coffee at Starbucks.
Right. Monitor your kids on what they're doing on social media. You might be fascinated with whatever they're hashtagging between this Larry and the 5OS bullshit. You mentioned a British lord or something. You were joking about that.
Mm-hmm.
I did have a story.
It's got strange names over there in England.
This is a guy.
Kate. Ugh.
Kate. She's, by the way, having a rough pregnancy.
She totally left the studio.
No,
she
not my dog. The Kate princess, the new princess over there in Britain.
That's just
the
chick. They don't have. That's just a chick named Kate.
She's having a rough time with. She's having the vomiting, I guess, the nausea. So she's.
Is she pregos?
She's pregos again.
Oh.
So she hasn't been able to go out and wave at people and shit for a couple of weeks.
Look at the
now.
Royalty going raw in England. Well That's done. Right. Cheers, cheerio, chip chip.
Riding bareback. Okay, this guy's name is Lord Christopher Monckton, 3rd Viscount Monckton of Brenchley.
Because the 2nd Viscount is way too much.
That was probably his dad, right? Maybe, unless it was purchased. You know, you can do that shit. You can
purchase a Viscount. Are those on Amazon?
You can go. Yeah.
Okay.
eBay maybe.
I'm looking, guys. I'm in the market for a used Viscount. If you have any hookups, please tweet us and let me know. I'm willing to drive up to 50 miles.
I think you can totally buy titles in places still. Like
nice.
You can still go somewhere and buy a title. I'm sure it means a little bit less now than it did before. But, you know, if
I
you want to walk
to
around.
I would love to be the Viscount of Koreatown. What?
Yeah, 3rd Viscount of Koreatown.
Oh, that would be a great title to have.
So this guy is running around saying that he thinks the United States should actually ban the Koran.
Hmm.
And his own home country of Britannia.
Okay.
Also. He thinks because there are certain parts of the Quran that nearly all acts of terrorism perpetrated throughout the world in the past quarter of a century were carried out by Muslims in the name of Allah. So
really?
He thinks that a bill should be brought before Congress identifying all passages in the Quran.
Okay.
Which, whether in isolation or taken together, constitute incitement to murder.
Because I can see the Quran being a very big, like, murder mystery, like, very pro-murder in the Quran. I can see that. Never read it, never seen it, but it sounds like you hear Quran and you think,
yeah,
I'm
it's rough. It's got some rough periods in it, but I might also point out, I've read the Quran. I've also read the Bible.
Oh.
There's
little misnomer. There was no murder in the Bible.
Oh, really?
Because you can't murder people in a fantasy. So,
right.
You know, it's the same way Gandalf comes back once he falls off. Oh, spoiler. Sorry.
Spoiler alert.
Gandalf doesn't die in the first one. So that's kind of the way I look at the Bible. It's like they were just chunking stuff at people, and they came back, and they were turning into stuff.
Yeah,
things happen.
There's a lot of smiting and stoning and beheading and a lot of stoning, especially
in
the Bible.
You know what? I can say after reading the Bible, I was very pro slingshot regulation.
Right.
You know,
after that, all
because you just can't have anybody slinging willy nilly.
Exactly.
A pebble, an unregistered pebble in this country does more damage than you know.
A high capacity sling. Shot. magazine.
Yeah. What if what if a guy had a slingshot and he's carrying around eight rocks?
It's just a big sack of rocks, isn't
what?
It? I mean, yeah. Right?
Somebody auto-loads those rocks. Dude, it's insane. We need slingshot regulation in this country. Soapbox.
Speaking of regulation, Ryan was talking about the story in Florida. And we also have talked a lot here about the Satanic Temple. You've heard of this group? No, this isn't. These aren't the real Satanists. The you know, let's go out and okay. Dissect a cat and lay it in a pentagram kind of shit. And
okay.
Let's try to
the
find
good,
a virgin
the good kind,
for sacrifice or whatever. These are the guys. The Satanic Temple is a group. They're the ones who want to build that that statue of Baphomet in Oklahoma, right next to the Ten Commandments that's sitting in the courthouse.
Because there's freedom of religion in this country.
Exactly. So these guys think none of it should be there. But if we're going to have to put religious stuff there,
we should be able to put, yeah,
everybody. We should have a flying spaghetti monster. We should have Vishnu with 18 arms or elephant heads, whatever Vishnu is. I forget what Vishnu is. But everybody should be here. And then it becomes ridiculous because then who decides what's the real religion?
Jesus.
Right. So, you know, it's just better off to just not have any. So these guys, the Satanic Temple is a group. They are like, they don't believe in deities. They don't, they're, you could be an atheist.
How does Pat Robertson feel about them?
And a memberson of this, not happy. He's not, Pat Robertson ain't happy about them at all. But these guys are coming up with some really great legal arguments for challenging a lot of this incursion, this Christian incursion into the public sphere. So now there was a public school in Orange County, Florida. Actually, let me check to see. Brian, are you back by any chance?
Hello, Ryan. The Piper.
Just checking to see if Brian was back calling. He'll be back in a couple of minutes.
They're not harvesting those non-existent marijuana plants in their rainforest,
nothing,
guys.
Not happening.
Nothing happening down there
at
all.
Well, last month, a Florida judge ruled. There was a group in Orange County, Florida. The school district allowed Christian groups to hand out Christian pamphlets and Bibles on school property and during school hours. Like, they allowed them to set up a table in the hallway.
What?
So that when you're on the way to lunch, you can stop by and say hello to Jesus.
Okay.
Public school. So a judge said that if they're going to do this, then they have to also allow
everybody else.
The atheists,
yeah,
who have said, well, we want to set up a table with, you know, like science books on it, and you don't need God books and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they said, no, you can't do that.
That's illegal.
So now this guy, David Williamson of the Central Florida Free Thought Community, so mm-hmm. One of the free thinkers, he's been fighting against Brevard County. Or Brevard County, I think it's Brevard County down
named
in Florida.
Named after one of Jesus' disciples, Brevard.
Right, the little-known Saint mm-hmm. Brevard.
The little-known disciple. The littlest disciple.
Calling from Escambia County, back on Crab Nation Live, Ryan Pfeiffer.
Hi, guys. Brevard.
Brevard
County.
We're talking about
the
some
county
atheists.
That brought us George Bush.
Ah.
It all makes sense now.
There we go. The Hanging Chad County.
Really, if they want to get rid of that regulation, just a Muslim group needs to come in and say, we want to set up a table right next to the Christian table. They'll shut down all tables. Tables will have to go through TSA getting to the schools at that point.
So this group of free thinkers, the Central Florida Free Thought Community, has been battling already. Brevard County is the ones who said, well, we've voted that atheists can't do the invocations before our county meetings because invocation, I don't know, means spirituality and ceremonialness. And if you're an atheist, you don't – like, it's for religions, and atheism isn't a religion. So if you don't believe in anything, you can't do any kind of an invocation. So they're fighting that. That's what's going on in Brevard also. But then in these schools – They've been fucking passing out Bibles in the hallways.
That just it
it's one of those things where you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. If you just let it slide, but even if you try to fight it, you get more opposition for trying to fight it than you would just ignoring it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking insane. I don't understand. I get you're trying to take a stand in Brevard County, Florida, but what's the point? I don't think the news from Brevard is going to sweep across the nation and just change the minds and hearts of the country.
But it'll help if the shit like that – well, because in you know, in Vermont, in a lot of the places, they don't have – they shouldn't be there at all. There shouldn't be any invocations. So I think every little chip away
– here's my thing.
At the giant iceberg –
who goes to town hall meetings in the first place? Like, you're fighting.
Right.
I could see if it was like, hey, we want to do this because it's infringing on our religious rights.
But what
at
about
a public gathering that is important, like, say, a game or a pie eating
What if
contest?
You're opening a business, though, and you're petitioning your county board? You want an easement for something you want to put up. You want to put a couple of chairs in front of your comedy
club. You can put up anything, but...
But, I mean, you're going to be talking to these people and asking them as government representatives for something that you would like, a petition from the government. They can vote thumbs up or thumbs down. You walk into this meeting wearing, as a Sikh, wearing a turban into Brevard County, which is old white Christian. You never know.
To get inside the county building in the first place. We've got security measures.
Right,
so.
True. If
Come
he
on.
Somehow sneaks in. And sneaks that turban past security. The whole point is that he should have to sit there through our Lord Jesus, Savior, and Founder of the Universe kind of stuff, because that would immediately put him at a feel not included by his own government, or an atheist who's going to sit there and not do shit and look at and keep looking at my iPhone.
Yeah.
They're going to, in their mind, those Christians sitting there,
he would feel intimidated. You know, the guy would feel intimidated
and
not welcome.
And they're judging. They're going to be judging the person who sits down. There's that footage that we talked about last week. I think Florida also. That might have been the one where the guy was actually thrown out of a county meeting because he wouldn't stand for
a Kanye West concert. That happened. I remember.
Yeah, Kanye.
Yeah.
He wouldn't stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
No.
First of all, he's an atheist, and he won't stand for the Pledge of Allegiance because of the under God thing.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, you don't have to stand for the Pledge of – you don't have to. Nobody has to.
Yeah, the same way you don't have to take your hat off or cry, but most white people do every time.
I
don't get it. You don't cry? See, you're a man. I appreciate that.
I cried. Not at the Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah.
Quincy.
What's up?
Let me tell you something about white Irish people. They cry when they're drunk.
And they're usually drunk when the Pledge of Allegiance is being said or the fucking Star Spangled Banner is being played. I get it. Okay.
It's usually later in the game, though.
Yeah.
The Star Spangled Banner starts it. It's the God Bless America at the seventh inning stretch that usually, you know, will bring the tears.
Yeah.
Followed by fighting.
Unless the Dodgers lose. Or win. I don't know. How did they kill that Giants guy? Did they win that game or did they lose that game? Because they'll kill you either way.
I don't know.
Go
but
Giants.
Dodgers fans are not to be trifled with.
Oh, God, no. Have you ever seen them? Have you been to the shortstop after a Dodger game? Shortstop in Echo Park.
No.
Great little place. Have a beer, a few drinks, listen to Michael Jackson music. It's a good time. But, yeah, go there after a Dodger game. You might as well be sitting in the Crypt Town Hall meeting. Because everybody's just wearing blue and ready to kill you if you don't like what they like.
It is I don't know, man. Isn't it the bleachers at Dodger Stadium that's supposed to be dangerous?
Oh, no. You can tumble and fall down the bleachers, and you can maybe walk away, get an ice pack. You wear the wrong team after a Dodger loss, there's no walk. That guy's brain – you're brain dead, okay? Because it's baseball.
Oh,
and that
I need to apologize.
To
I need
me?
To apologize to everyone on this show. Yes, everyone. I just realized I didn't have my microphone plugged in correctly. Oh, God.
Are we
probably sounded like I
all night?
We could hear. You don't sound any different.
Oh, really? Amazing.
Yeah.
I don't know how that happened.
Now you sound terrible.
Yeah.
Okay.
So in this Florida thing with these atheists, they then threatened to sue, or they did sue the school district.
As they should.
And the school board backed down. So
because they couldn't afford it.
The Satanic Temple now has been sending out pamphlets to Orange County, Florida schools called The Satanic Children's Big Book of Activities.
Hmm.
It contains kid-friendly satanic lessons.
So it's a Sudoku.
Yeah,
okay.
I guess.
Okay.
But they talk about the satanic lessons that they talk about are things like these bullies are mad and afraid of things they don't understand. It says on one word jumble, help Damien use inclusive language to defuse the situation.
Mm.
So they're spreading all
Damien.
Kind of everybody, let's get along kind of shit. They're the satanic book of activities.
God doesn't want that.
Yeah, the satanic book of activities doesn't teach you
about Satanism.
The correct angle to cut a virgin's throat during your sacrifice.
That's vertically at I believe it was a 43-degree angle?
Right, depending, yeah.
I'm not up on my virgin slaying, though. Sorry about that.
It's stuff like that that's in it. So they say that they're starting to put that shit out on the tables, right, with the Christian stuff. So we'll see how long that stuff is going to last.
What kind of world do we live in when Satanist pamphlets – don't promote Satanism, you know?
Right.
Like, it's a waste of paper. If you want, give them a Bernstein Bear book. That's where I learned most of my lessons. Bernstein's and friggin' Clifford.
Did you learn your animal
family
sacrifice lessons from Bernstein Bear?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that one.
The Bernsteins go camping, and then they sacrifice the virgin. Like, that, you have to read all the way to the end, guys. You can't fall asleep mid-book because it's nap time.
I never realized they were that edgy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They were bears that drove cars. Come on. They were before Yogi. Edgy.
Yeah.
How do you
and
think
by
they
the way, you're not gonna do any animal sacrificing of Clifford. I mean, that dog's enormous.
Or maybe the people were just really tiny.
Oh, that's true. Well, it's still a big dog.
But then Honey shrunk, like it was Rick Moranis and he shrunk the kids and they just made a civilization that way.
Like Lilliputians.
Right.
Or
I'm looking at the cover of this Satanic Children's Big Book of Activities. It's pretty hilarious looking, the kids that are on the front.
Well, there was one...
and they're all
there was
white.
There was one incident...
Oh, okay, now I need to sue the city council, because all white children? Really? We can't be inclusive of all races? Somebody get me a lawyer. Yeah.
There's no Satanist children of color represented?
Not on the cover.
What a sad day.
It really is.
This is a sad day for little black Satanists everywhere.
I think it's rough in this country for little black Satanists.
It really, you know what?
Or big black Satanists.
Yeah, that's the story that nobody's talking about, you know?
Right.
The Plight of the Little Black Satanist. That should be like a little children's book. I'm going to write that. The littlest black Satanist.
The littlest black Satanist.
I would stay out of Florida if you're a little black Satanist. It's not a good place for you.
And I'm not going to Florida anytime soon.
Sorry, Quincy, if you're a Satanist. That's a double whammy here, buddy.
What was the second whammy? The Satanists and the alcohol problem. Yeah, you know what? Oh, you know what? I am pro-gun regulation, so yeah, makes total sense.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Well, by the way, I was at Walmart. I think we talked about this. God, I walked through the gun aisle. There are just shitloads of guns here you can buy. I mean, if you want guns, come to the Florida Walmart and Gulf Breeze, dude. I mean, there's so many.
Background check?
Are they rolling back prices? Because I'm all for that.
I thought about that, and I don't know who would do the background check. The clerk at Walmart? I think you could just take a gun. 17-year-old
clerk?
Actually, it's a 77-year-old greeter. You know, she knows everybody in town, so she'll be like, oh, he's good, no priors. You know, old women are gossip.
I don't think they're teenagers working at Walmart anymore. I think it would be interesting to see to do a survey of the amount of people at Walmart with postgraduate degrees working, and I bet there's quite a few. Because what other jobs are you going to get?
You can't count L.A. because everyone's an actor out here, so Walmart's their best bet.
Sure.
Because they're stupid, but they want to act. So they all have postgraduate degrees.
I lived in a small town. This is what I've witnessed the evil, giant, horrible capitalist cock of Walmart destroy a town in Wisconsin, and it ended up people because somebody who had a degree in business or art or whatever maybe ran a dress shop downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? Dress shop gets closed. She's got to go work at Walmart for $7.10 an hour.
In Walmart's defense,
uh-oh,
if your clothes are so shitty that Walmart clothes are a better option, you didn't have a future in this business. I'm just saying.
Right.
Just saying.
But she was selling all ends of stuff, and or the local pharmacy, the local toy shop, the local...
Again, I get Vicodin for free from the 17-year-old
really?
Who works at Walmart. He has a little side business. He's only getting paid $7 an hour.
He's got a family to feed, okay?
So if that pharmacy, the mom-and-pop pharmacy, isn't willing to bend the rules, hey... Sometimes you got to let the big dogs in.
That's right. America. Hashtag America.
There you go. Hashtag. You know what's really weird about Walmart? In my experience, you know which Walmart, well, what neighborhood you're in based on what's behind the bulletproof glass at Walmart. Like in my neighborhood, it's all birth control, condoms, morning after pill, because people steal those a lot. But if you go to West Hollywood, it's all the tooth whiteners. And like anything that deals with beauty is all behind bulletproof glass. They all the condoms is just free reign. It's really weird.
Condoms should be just thrown out by helicopters daily, just over the populace. Right. Just anybody who needs them. That's where tax dollars should go. One less fucking plane, some $500 million plane, could condomify the whole country for several years. The fact that they lock
Catholics,
that shit up
the
or
Catholics
you don't have
don't want
to
you to infringe on their religious beliefs with your condom condom sense.
I
how
got
dare you?
What
I got
should happen? What should happen is when you're born, right after the doctor takes your fingerprints, a condom should be placed on your penis, and if you want it removed, you have to fill out a form and say why.
You sound like that Republican who we talked about. He resigned. The guy that resigned that wanted to, didn't he want to sterilize poor people? Poor women.
Oh, yes.
Can we sterilize them from selfies? Is that part of the, can we do that?
Stop taking selfies?
A selfie sterilization, like mass selfie side? Yeah, mass selfie side, if you will.
A couple minutes left here on Crab Nation Live. We got a caller. Calling in on Crab Nation. Hey, caller, who do we have? We only got a couple minutes left. Who do we have?
Hey, this is Andy Kearney calling.
Oh, Antoine.
We've
1 minute left. How's it going?
Going well. I'm sorry to be dialing in late. I just wanted to dial in and give you a quick update on Miss America.
Hit us. Antoine was behind the scenes.
He was right. He was part of the Miss Hawaii delegation at the Miss America pageant. Hey, Andy, do you think you could call in tomorrow? We want the full behind the scenes update of what went on.
I'll give you a minute by minute scope of everything from under the dress to behind the scenes.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, that's a great tease.
Please let us know what color their vaginas were and what mood they were in. Was it nervous? Was it anxious?
I definitely will. So I just thought I'd dial in at the last minute and give you a nice little teaser.
Oh,
thank you, sir.
Of tomorrow's show, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 p.m. on the Eastern Type Coast. Thanks, Andy. We'll talk to you tomorrow then.
Sounds good.
All right, thanks. Call it tomorrow.
All right,
we'll talk to you.
All righty. Bye.
That's Andy.
I went to high school with Andy.
Yeah, I went
very
to
cool.
high school with Ryan.
Just from hearing his voice, I had no idea he was a homosexual.
How dare you suggest.
No idea.
We've got only a few seconds left here on Crab Nation, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for listening to us today on the big show live. We'll be back tomorrow, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Woo-hoo. Pacific. Thanks, Quincy. Quincy Johnson. Follow Quincy on the Twitter at Quincy Johnson II.
At Quincy Johnson II. I'll also be at the MI West Side Theater tonight in Santa Monica for the 8 p.m. show. Come out and have some laughs, guys.
And, yeah, follow him on the Twitter and
Unpopular Opinion Show.
Instagram also.
Instagram, everything's the same. Quincy Johnson II on all medias because I don't have a good memory.
Thanks for sitting in today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for follow us on the Twitter at Crab Diving. Don't forget Facebook, which is facebook.com/crabdiving. Mr. Ryan Pfeiffer, follow him on the Twitter at Rated R Comedy.
Follow Very Funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. So Vile.
And everything and anything about us. Go to crabdiving.com for your crab diving needs. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Back tomorrow. Talk to you later.
All right, kids. Have fun. Be safe out
Bye.
There. Wear condoms.
This has been Crab Nation. Did you get your itch scratched? If you want more of the craft, download the Crab Diving Podcast on iTunes or crabdiving.com. Catch the crabs on Twitter at crabdiving and on Facebook at facebook.com/crabdiving. Thanks for listening.